To discover preferences, you need to ask questions. Ask people what they like and don't like in a way that works for their style of communication. After you ask what, ask why. Dig deeper. You can also ask people who know the person the best what they know about the person's likes and dislikes. For individuals who are nonverbal or who have limited verbal skills, pay attention to what makes them smile and gets them excited. Another way to discover individual preferences is using a person-centered discovery tool called What Works, Doesn't Work. Dr. Beth Mount, a leader in person-centered planning, describes what works for people as things that create happiness, engagement, excitement, and interest. Things that don't work are those things that create upset, agitation, and boredom. This is a brainstorming activity and a great exercise to do with a group where everyone shares their ideas and observations about a person. Ideas about what works and doesn't work are simply recorded into columns on each side. This is a great and useful exercise to do at a staff or team meeting.
We have included a sample of this document in the Resources tab.